I was 19 years old, and I had never spent a holiday away from my family before. But except for the moment when Charlie dropped the turkey on the ground, it was the most fun I'd ever had at a Thanksgiving. We had put the turkey in the oven and had gone off to see Rocky IV, the one where Rocky chops wood and fights the Russian. It was awful, but still fun, and when we came back and took the bird out of the oven, the pan tipped over and Charlie dropped the turkey on the floor, which made him furious and made me homesick, since it meant there would be no gravy. But after we mopped up the floor, it was somehow a good dinner and the beginning of a tradition that lasted over 30 years. Charlie was a chubby man with mismatched socks, kind brown eyes, a dark beard, and a clothespin clipped to the brim of his cap. He loved to cook, he loved to eat, and he loved to share food with his friends. So this holiday was the perfect match for his personality. Each November, once we knew more or less how many people were coming over, he and I would spend the days before Thanksgiving shopping and cooking. Charlie liked to buy 1 pound of butter per person. I liked to buy 1 pound of potatoes. We never ate all of the potatoes, but we did always use up all of the butter, which is a particularly terrifying thought since 1 year we had 24 people over. Charlie and I provided the basics, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, and gravy, and asked people to bring whatever side dish they missed from home, and also to bring a pie. That was important. Our hope was that we would have one pie per person. We never quite succeeded in that ideal, though some years did come close. I think 1 year we had 10 pies and 12 people. When it was time to eat, we would gather in a circle for a toast with orange soda pop and give thanks for the year that was gone by. Then we would sit down to a small bowl of chocolate mousse and eat it to cleanse our palates. And then we would have dinner. Since that first year, I have spent most of the subsequent Thanksgivings with Charlie and an expanding circle of friends. All of us orphans, not literally, but having an orphan Thanksgiving together showed us that we were choosing to make our own families together out in this big wide world. We lost Charlie this spring, and Thanksgiving won't be the same day of warmth and gratitude and laughter without him. I'm contemplating leaving the country that week, going someplace where they don't celebrate Thanksgiving, so I won't be around to miss him.